And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Up app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, next to a very foggy San Diego Landings here.
What did that
in
happen?
Point Loma. It just like moved in.
We started the show like watching all the boats unload. You can see the landing, everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, we started talking insurance and our heads popped up and like, I can see a couple of sailboat masts, and that's about it.
That's it. But Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert and expert fisherman and hunter, I might add, too, is here. We're talking fishing, hunting, and a lot more. And we're giving away a fantastic prize. Some great questions from texters and callers. And keep it up.
Yeah, this has been great. First hour was killer. Second hour going to be more of the same. Looking forward to that. And, man, you are not kidding when you talked about what a killer prize we're giving away at the end of the show. It's a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, arguably one of the greatest boats in our fleet with a great captain and crew. Somebody's going to get to go. We're giving away that trip. It's a full day at a C4 Sport Fishing on the San Diego. If you want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Bob, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the call-in number. Phones are totally packed up right now, but we've got another full hour of taking your phone calls, and we will get you through. Or, if you don't want to wait on hold, send us a text. Man, so many great texts already coming through this morning. And again, that option, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire it up, you'll see the option for texting the show. And make sure you include your contact info when you send us that great text, because if we read it on the air, you'll be eligible to win in that great trip. We got to call you back so we can get your info and get you your ticket.
That's right. All right, you got a good one, huh?
Yeah, I got a lots of fun text coming through. Again, just want to remind you, this portion of the show, spring is here, and it's time to hit the beach for all your surf fishing needs. Check out surffishtackle.com. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of those beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Ralph. Ralph's calling us from Menifee this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning, Pete, Rick, Bob. Bob, question for you. What about travel within the U.S. to places like Hawaii or the U.S. Virgin Islands? Is there any insurance that that we can take out there? My wife and I like to hike, like, for instance, on Kauai, Waimea Canyon. What if one of us roll an ankle? Is there anything that can be covered there?
Yeah, you know, all the policies, whether it's a single trip plan or an annual plan, cover within the U.S. and worldwide, as long as you're 100 miles from your primary residence. And, you'd definitely be covered.
Doesn't have to be international, just has to be 100 miles.
Yeah, it just has to be 100 miles from home. And they don't want it to turn into a medical insurance policy while you're at home. That's the reason they want it to
so
be a trip.
So you have to be 100 miles from home.
Yeah, with some companies. Some are 160.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, it just varies by company.
And you fill them in on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hope that helps you out. So you're safe.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get the policy, and if you roll an ankle, you're good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a good information text from Rob in Morro Bay. He says, homeowners insurance will cover you, but only after you show a list of items that you need replaced and after you rebought those items and showed a receipt. They won't do lump sums. At least this is how my homeowners insurance worked when I needed it. Also, they gave me a time frame as like a year to replace everything as an expiration date. So that's good information to know about if your tackle gets stolen and your homeowner insurance policy coverage. That's good information for Rob.
And yeah. I'm sure Bob would count to that. I'm sure every you know, insurance company handles things differently, I'm sure.
It's pretty standard on claims. You know, there's some items that, you know, most people don't keep receipts.
Sure.
You know, you could be buying fishing. I've got fishing gear that some of my international reels are 30 years old, but they work like brand new again because Cal and Eric Sheets took care of them. But, you know, bottom line is you need to put together a list you're probably not going to have the receipts. And the way it works is if you have a replacement cost policy, which most people do, if you, let's say you buy a reel for $500, but to replace it today it's $1,000. If you replace it, they'll pay the $1,000. Mm-hmm. If you don't replace it, it's actual cash value. So they'll depreciate that reel down to almost nothing.
Okay.
So you're always better off to, you know,
get replacement value.
Yeah. I don't even think we even sell any policies that don't have replacement cost on them anymore.
Yeah. All right. Good information.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's got us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. I got a couple of things I wanted to touch on. But first, I want to mention what a great show that was at Dana yesterday. Man, oh, man. Oh, Bloody Marys, and had a couple of them. And, of course, I bought me some swim baits from Corey, and I went to his seminar. That was awesome. And but what I wanted to touch on today was I recently got some insurance from Bob. I got the annual pass for myself. I got that trip going to the ranch, Let's Talk Hookup trip, June 4th, I think it is. But anyway, Bob was just so professional on setting me up. Of course, he's an expert on the sport fishing deals, but he set me up real good and you know, it was so easy. But he's also an expert and very professional on traveling throughout the United States and foreign countries. So, Bob, I wanted to thank you for that. And the other thing, the last thing I want – yeah, no, that was great, Bob. But the other thing was I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Carol Clowers. I tried to talk on the mic yesterday. I wanted to say hi to Carol. I know he listens all the time to the show. He's kind of under the weather. I called him after the show and wasn't able to talk to him. I talked to his wife and left a message, and I'll be stopping over there, Carol. See ya. But what a great guy. He was my neighbor for many years there in National City. Carol Clowers, yeah. And Alan, of course,
good
we all know
you.
What
yeah.
a great fisherman.
Oh, yeah,
but,
for sure.
Hey, anyway.
Thank you.
Thanks for
That's
the call.
Cool.
Appreciate
good job, Jim.
That very much. Hey, I got a great...
Yeah, I had a fun text that I thought. This was from Mario in Pasadena. It says, Bob, can you talk about traveling with the family? I travel with my whole family. Do you offer policies that cover family, that include my wife and my kids? Do we need to do them all individually? Is it worth it doing for the kids? Just wanted to get your thoughts on traveling with the family and what insurances were or were not necessary.
Yeah, probably your best bet on that is to get a single trip policy. And now here's the good news on that. If any of your kids are 17 years or younger, they go for free with the same coverage you and your wife have. So what they do is they'll, let's say you have three kids. Well, they're going to cover two of them because they're going to cover one child for each child free with each paying adult. But even if the third child's under 17, it's not going to cost very much money to get them covered. Yeah. So you're probably better off with a
single trip policy.
Yeah, single trip would be the best
because
way to go.
Because the annual policies don't cover kids. They'd have to have their own policy.
Yeah, everybody has to be insured individually. It wouldn't make sense because kids don't generally travel as much as mom and dad does.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, very good. That's a good one.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mario. All right, how about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Florence this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good. It's Torrance, although Florence sounds cool.
I was just calling with Lawrence, Oregon.
Yes,
yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
I was just calling in with a Southern fishing report from the Hannibal Bank of Panama. Thought you guys might be interested to know what's going on down there.
You were right.
We fished out of a little lodge is not even the word. It's a little fish camp in what's called Bahia Honda, which is just inside of Coiba Island, the big island there on the Pacific side. Of course, everybody goes down there for marlin. We did get a 700-pound black marlin out at the bank released, or it released itself when it cut through the 400-pound leader. Style down there is you catch bonita in the morning, put them in the bait tubes, troll them around, and so everybody goes down there for marlin and tuna. The tuna were not there, but the real showstopper is those giant Kubera snappers on the rocky spots. Oh my gosh, guys! Fly line, and I showed them how to have fly line of bait. By the way, fly line a live bonita for 80-pound Kubera snapper is as fun as it gets.
Oh my god!
you guys probably know what this. Well, what happens is, Pete, they shred the first two or three bait. I mean, shred them. And so maybe you hook one out of three. Yes, you can land them. I mean, they got all 50 wides and 80 wides, right? But they got giant, literally canine teeth, four canine teeth in the front that they grab the bait with. Most of them were released, but the one we ate is probably the best fish I ever ate in the world. Just insane. It tastes like lobster. The Ponga ride out from the little port to get to this, you can't drive to this island, is through world-class coastal rainforest. There's 1,000 islands there. Every one of them is a snorkeling and fishing spot. So absolutely beautiful experience. Bob, one thing, we almost triggered our travel insurance. We got stuck on the airplane in L.A. waiting for a mechanic for 5 hours and almost missed our connection. So we were thinking about you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
All right. Well, thanks for that report. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, how cool. Yeah, nice call.
Panama is pretty amazing. That whole area there is pretty sensational. Appreciate the call. Hey, Matt Hendricks sent in a good text. He says, good morning. Hope all is well. I have a question for Bob. Do you have insurance that covers kayaks? As you know, quite a few of us have thousands of dollars sunk into yaks. I'm always worried that a rogue wag would take me out and all that. So this is also Bob covers my boat, too. He covers Fields Research. They do sell yacht insurance and boat insurance through Dawson Insurance. What about kayaks? Because, some of these kayaks are thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. They can get really expensive. The best way to insure those is not necessarily to buy a separate policy for one. Just add it to your renter's insurance or your homeowner's insurance.
Oh, okay.
And,
that's the schedule thing you were talking about?
Yeah, well, you're probably not going to schedule. It's going to be subject to your deductible. If you schedule it, it's usually a zero deductible.
Okay.
But you're better off to just add it to a homeowner's or an existing renter's insurance policy because it's going to be pretty cheap. It's personal property.
Okay.
It's not motorized.
Right.
At least most of them, I think, are not motorized.
Well, some of them now, they have these electric motors on them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that change things when they're motorized?
No. Not on a kayak with an electric motor. It's kind of like a trolling motor, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I wonder, do you
have to have CF numbers when you put an electric motor on there?
That'd be a question for Ron.
I should have asked him yesterday.
I know we joked about it, but like our days at Barrett, like, some of those things were, they're skiffs. You know what I mean? Like a Pro Angler 14 that was totally decked out. Like, I mean, it was as big as our boat and faster than our boat at Barrett and full big graphs and live scopes. And, I mean, I could easily see being into the, even into the tens of thousands of dollars when those things are tricked out to the max, for sure.
So if something has a CF number, then you'd have to have a separate policy, probably?
Possibly. I'd have to talk to an underwriter on that just to get a feel for it, because I've never really written a standalone kayak policy.
Yeah.
People just...
Sure.
They're covered under their homeowners or their renters or their condominium owners insurance.
I'll bet Ron at Fastlane would know the answer to all that, because that's what they do.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. All right. Well, then how about we continue on and go to Joe from San Pedro. What's up, Joe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey guys, good morning. Traveled for years with credit card travel insurance. Never worried about issues or things like that. But I understand that some of the credit card companies don't offer that anymore, and some of the premium credit card companies still do. How does this insurance differ from that?
Well, when you're buying a travel insurance policy or buying a package policy, if you get it through a credit card, I'm not sure what the exclusions are. I guess it would depend on the company, but almost certainly it's not going to have the benefits of a regular travel insurance policy. I think what you want to look at is the exclusions. Find out, do they cover COVID on this or do they not? Do they cover quarantine coverage? Do they not? I mean, there's just a million different things that vary so much between company, but credit card companies, not knocking them. I mean, if you can get some free insurance from them, that's fine. But I seriously doubt it's going to be anything near what a regular travel insurance policy is, because the, you know, these companies we use insure, you know, 35 million people. One company insures that many, so they obviously are very highly rated, and I'm almost positive the coverages are much broader, more comprehensive on travel insurance rather than something on a credit card. But I don't know. You'd probably be better off to call them and say, hey, send me a copy of the policy. But, like, you know, 99% of the people, I don't think they read those policies anyway. It's not that fun. It's like watching somebody knit a sweater. It's about that exciting. So, but, yeah, you just have to find out from them. But I seriously doubt it's going to be as broad and comprehensive as regular travel insurance is.
All right. Hey, so, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call. I got a text from Jim Salazar.
Okay.
Our kayak expert. Yeah. And he says, any vessel that's powered needs CF numbers.
Okay.
Including a kayak.
Like if you put a Bixby motor or something like that
on there. If you put a Bixby motor, he's saying that you need, including a kayak. So okay. That means if you put a Bixby motor on it, it needs CF numbers.
Okay.
That kind of changes things.
That would be, again, that would be a source for sure.
Yeah. Thanks to Jim Salazar for that, and always good information.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, speaking of good information, we're about to talk to the man, your saltwater guide. And today, that FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as a private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, the amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to your saltwater guide. Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Bob. Great show this morning.
Good morning.
Good to know all that cool stuff. Big day today. Dang, I got to let you know, it's not Donna's birthday. A lot of people are sending her happy birthday wishes. It's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing's birthday, 51 years, Don Hansen Day, down in Dana Point. And you can't even comprehend what Donna and my brother Mike are doing. They're giving you guys 40% off trips. You can pre-buy them. Can you believe
pretty
that
wild.
With the price of fuel
awesome.
Right now?
So crazy.
Pretty awesome deal, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just to honor my father. So
that's
it's
cool.
A big day down there at Dana Point. Go online, buy some tickets, do something. But, gang, let's get into this fishing thing. Unbelievable what is going on. Everybody knows that bluefin's absolutely crazy down the line. But I just got off the phone with Danny, and he's making a prediction, Rick. He's saying that you're going to catch bluefin tomorrow on the butterfly or the 60. That's his prediction. They're going to be in U.S. waters by tomorrow. He's tracking them. Said that fish is moving fast to the west. So that's the prediction for Fish Dope Danny right
now.
We love
hearing that. That's a guy that follows trends like nobody else. So I'd say if Danny's predicting it, I'd bet it's a pretty good bet.
I wish they were swimming the other way. Because it gets closer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Swimming a little east instead of going west.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Well,
they're going to get up here and then they're going to.
Well, Tuesday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could chase that anchovy right into the beach and be biting in front of Point Loma tomorrow.
I like it.
I liked it when we had that foamer bluefin, what was it, 3 miles outside your harbor there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing when that fish was right out in front.
Yeah, and Fast Lane Kayaks had to love that because kayak guys were wailing on them.
Yeah,
it was like,
that was so
guy,
cool.
Kayak guys are getting 70-pound bluefin, and people are like, no way. And it's like, yeah, it's 3 miles.
Yeah.
Just get up early and paddle out there.
Yes. So cool.
But Catalina, it's waking up. The beautiful weather. The carnage is in front of Avalon this morning with squid. There's like Mark was saying yesterday, there's a little bit of sea bass on the backside, depending on conditions and where you're at. And then there's yellowtail all around the island. It's just settling in. We've all been talking about all this weather. But if you look at any weather chart for this whole week, there's no wind on the inside. I was just on Windy right before we went live. There's no wind. Catalina's not going to get any wind. There's not going to be a lot of wind along the coast that I can see unless I'm not looking at the right app. So it looks like it's going to be a great week of fishing at the island. And then, Al just sent you a message, Pete. There's yellows at the Coronados. I know all the boats that fish that place are fishing bluefin, so you might want to go look at that. It might be a good place to go look around and see if you can get a yellow there. Over at Clemente, big, huge schools of yellowtail. Everybody's talking about any day now they're going to bite. That's going to be insane. And the weather seems to be on the outside of Clemente, not on the inside. So hopefully that all bodes well for a phenomenal week of fishing. And like Brian Woolley said, the calico bass are trying to bite along the coast. Now that we have some consistent weather and that red tide's gone, I think we're in store for a phenomenal week of fishing.
I like it. And Danny and Fish Dope guys will keep you in tune of what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Go on any part of social media. Whatever, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, it's hard not to see me. And then if you still haven't found me, go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I got over 400 how-to videos, so you don't have to follow the sport boats around. And I will talk to you. Kelly and I are on our way down to the beach to go have breakfast. You guys have a phenomenal day up there, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, man. Great report, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you then. Hey, I want to remind you, that's our wrap-up. Bands and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and custom other fillet knives from Bands and Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Bands and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Bands also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check bandsandknives.com and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right. Hey, Russell from Huntington Beach sent a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and he says, hi, Bob and guys. Let's say I book an eight-day trip. How soon after I book it or how close to the departure date can I still get the insurance? Good question, because there are some stipulations.
Yeah, they are. And you know, the most important thing is you can buy the insurance down to the day you're leaving if you want. A lot of people are under the impression, no, I can't buy it after 14 days. But the 14-day rule you're thinking about is free pre-existing medical condition coverage for you or a family member that causes you to cancel a trip. So you have to purchase your travel insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit, and then you get the free pre-existing medical condition coverage. And it's not that in a lot of people, the way they and it varies by company. Some companies, they go back 4 months or 120 days on pre-existing conditions. And some companies go back 6 months or 180 days. But pre-existing condition, it can happen to, you could have a parent that's getting older, or maybe they end up in the hospital, and you have to cancel your trip because you want to be there for them instead of going on your trip. But if you purchased your travel insurance after the 14th day, they're not going to cover that if it's a pre-existing condition. So the rule is this. If you have seen a doctor or changed the medication within 120 days, that's a pre-existing condition. So if you haven't, like with me, okay, I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I take medication for it, but I haven't changed the medication in a couple of years, and I don't see the doctor about it, I just take my medication. So as far as they're concerned, I don't even have a pre-existing medical condition. Mm-hmm. You know, this is mostly like for a person that breaks their leg and then the doctor says, oh, yeah, you've been healing for 3 months, but I don't recommend you go on your fishing trip. Well, if you bought your travel insurance within that 14-day period of your initial trip deposit, that's covered at 100% refund up to the amount of travel insurance you purchased.
Okay. All right, good. See, he knows all the answers.
That's why I'm telling you, you think the same thing. Like, how are we going to talk about insurance for 2 hours? Like, dude, that 2 hours isn't even close to enough time to cover all the info. And this is all pertaining to the stuff that we all do.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, this is
for
great.
Sure.
Well, I had a great text. This one was from Bill in Mission Valley. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Last year, my wife, son, and I went to Rancho Leonero for a week, and we got our travel ins through Dawson & Associates. They were super helpful, and a special thanks to Renee for her help in answering all of my questions and giving me and my family peace of mind on our vacation time.
So awesome. I'll definitely pass that on.
All right. Lots of good Let's Talk Hookup customers coming to Dawson.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Ryan. He's called us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for Bob. Actually, a two-part question. So my dad likes to go fish down in Mexico, and I like to fish in Japan for an albacore. And I'd like to know if both insurance policies would be the same, or are they going to be different for two different countries? And could they cover medication as well?
Yeah, they're going to be the same for both of you, whether you bought a one-trip plan or a one-year plan. You know, it just covers you worldwide and in the USA once you're 100 miles from home. So the coverage is going to be the same, but it depends on the policy that you get. There's different limits of coverage on single-trip policies as opposed to annual policies, and I won't go into all the details on that. It would take too long. But what was your second question again?
Covering medications.
Yeah. Let's say that you need medications or even because dental and medical is covered under these plans. Dental does have a sublimit of $750, and most of the plans will cover anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 in medical. And you can even get higher limits than that. But it generally will cover everything that your personal plan does not cover. So let's say you got a bronze plan with a $6,500 deductible, and you got a one-year policy that covers $20,000. Well, we'll cover that $6,500 for you. There's no deductible on that way.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay,
thanks
great.
For the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. If you want to get through, this is the first time we've had an open phone line since the start of the show. It's 213-432-1090. Also, plenty of room for your text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing a first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Bob Dawson this morning. We're talking travel insurance. We're talking bluefins. Man, this has been a great show.
Yeah, you still have time to get through. One line open. You want to talk to JP, he'll get you up on the board there. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego, either via text or by the call. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it. How about Rich calling us from Bradley up next on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question about for people that don't really travel much, but every now and then something pops up. How much lead time do I need or should I allow for purchasing insurance if something comes up that's unexpected?
Well, you can purchase the insurance down to the day before you go on a trip if you want to. I usually recommend if people have a deposit on a trip, just go ahead and start the insurance. And
that way you're covered for pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because something could come up. You could end up having a pre-existing condition because maybe you have an accident and roll your ankle or something, and then you want to buy the insurance, and now that's going to be excluded. But if you already had it in force, you're fine. So the big advantage is get the free pre-existing condition coverage, and as long as you purchase the insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit, it'll be included. So that's what I would recommend.
Well, that answers my question. John and King, John from Mira Mesa sent us a text. That was the next text I was going to read. He's going to Kingfisher. He's all paid. Said he's paid in full for the Kingfisher trip, but hadn't bought insurance and wanted to know if it was too late. And that's not for several weeks to come still. So he's all good. If he bought it right now, he'd still be completely covered.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A good text from Dane in Huntington Beach, and he says, Bob, I have an annual liability policy for driving in Mexico because I take a few trips a year. I bought an annual trip insurance policy that would cover the comprehensive part of my vehicle, ? Also, if you're in a remote spot on the Sea of Cortez and need a medevac, say for a broken leg, do you need to go to an airport?
Well, you know, to get back to your question in regards to the policy, so good. So you have a Mexican insurance policy that covers your liability. And you were talking about comprehensive coverage. And just so that people know what that is, that's your fire, theft, vandalism, earthquake, flood, everything else that can happen to your car. And that's also your broken windshield and things like that are covered under comprehensive. So if you had an annual travel insurance policy, it covers rental cars for physical loss and damage for $45,000 with no deductible, but it's not going to cover your car. So, because you're not renting your car, you own it. So
right.
you would need to have collision and comprehensive added to your Mexican insurance policy. You can get that as well as the liability coverage.
But you're generally speaking, like U.S. coverage is not going to cover you below a certain number of miles down the border.
Yeah, and it varies. But most of it's like 50, 75 miles.
Yeah.
Some don't even cover you if you go into Mexico.
Yeah.
If you're going into Mexico, you better buy Mexican insurance.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Oh,
and then now what about if he's down at L.A. Bay and he breaks a leg and he has your annual insurance coverage, mm-hmm. Can he get medevaced out?
Well, let me give you a good example on that, okay, because it's different in foreign countries than it is here in the U.S. Here in the U.S., you can get medevaced or airlifted usually within 15 or 20 minutes because everything just runs that way here in the U.S.
Right.
If you're in Mexico, I called for one of my clients that it appeared he had a stroke and ended up he didn't have a stroke, but I'm talking to the son who did a field test on him, and he was a policeman. He knew how to do the field test. He knew the signs of a stroke. And anyway, bottom line was we were only getting him from Rancho Leonero over to Cabo, and I called and I said, hey, I want to see if we can get an airlift for this. And they go, oh, it'll take us 6 hours. To get a helicopter.
6 hours to do a one-hour drive.
Yeah. And
6 hours to get a helicopter into Rancho Llanero.
Yeah.
So if he drove to Cabo, and he could get medevaced out at the airport there.
And here's the funny thing about this, right? So in the meantime, because I called the son back, and I said, hey, look, I said, they're not going to be able to launch an airlift for you. It's out of the question. It's like 6 hours. And I said, you can probably drive to the Cabo San Lucas Hospital within 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
He said, well, in the meantime, he said, I called a doctor in Los Barriles, and he's sending over an ambulance. And he said, because John Ireland was nice enough, he told us we could use his van to take my dad, but now we've got this ambulance coming. So they get the ambulance, The ambulance has one headlight that works, and its top speed is 15 miles an hour.
Nice.
I mean, it's like, you can tell you're in a foreign country.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. But to answer your question on the medevac, I don't know that they could, maybe they could if it was a broken leg. If it's life-threatening is when they're going to do airlifts. Airlifts are very expensive. In the U.S.
So it has to be a life-threatening injury.
Yeah, you can't just, like, break your arm or something, and they're going to go, well, yeah, I mean, it's possible it could be life-threatening. I'm not a doctor, but what if a blood clot develops because of that?
I can speak on this exact scenario. You can have two broken arms and be 60 miles into the backcountry, and however it is a very difficult situation, it is not a life-threatening injury. So if you don't have insurance, you are on the hook for that flight out, which is why we didn't do it. I will always have my yearly policy from Bob. Didn't when we did our trip. You know, Dallas and I are in perfect health, no issues, not thinking about it, got kicked off the horse, broke both my arms, but because that injury was not life-threatening, we would have had to pay for that airlift out of pocket. It was going to be $50,000 to get flown from the Teton Wilderness area to the hospital in Wyoming, and or the other way was, you know, was not. So,
so if you would have had, Bob, if he would have had your policy, he could have got that emergency helicopter ride covered.
It's going to cover $100,000 in medical evacuation.
It doesn't have to be a life-threatening injury in that case. It just
Here's my, you know, I would think an insurance company would have a hard time turning down two broken arms.
Yeah.
You know, because it could be fairly serious. Now, like I said, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But
our outfitter had dealt with this before. You know, I wasn't the only injury like this. And he said, look, I mean, we talked about it. Like, I was very coherent through it. He said, look, clearly, you know, we have good medical insurance. And he goes, your medical insurance, you know, I have had several customers on big hunts, you know, that broke a leg or something, that if they didn't have evac insurance because it wasn't life-threatening, their medical insurance would not cover them, you know.
But if you had evac insurance.
Okay. Yeah, if you had emergency evac insurance, you know, you're covered for that reason. The medical insurance helicopter ride, like, they can't call a helicopter because I could have gotten, I did get out on my own, but it was, you know.
What a painful ride.
Yeah, it was an excruciating travel experience. Had we had that, it would have been no point. We'd have called the chopper and away we go.
Yeah. So let me roll another scenario down to you, which is a real case. I had a friend break a hip down in the East Cape.
I remember talking to you about that.
Yeah. And so he went to a hospital in Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
If he had your insurance, would he be able to, if he didn't choose to want to have the hospital in Mexico, do the necessary surgery, could he use the emergency insurance on your policy to fly back to his home hospital?
Yeah, because it's hospital of choice.
Okay.
So now if it's a
hospital of choice.
You know, if a guy breaks a hip, though, you're going to want to get to the nearest hospital to get stabilized, period.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because how are you going to get, I mean, if you're going back on a plane, you're going to have to be laying down.
But you can't. You can't go on a plane. And that's, so what I'm saying is, could he get that emergency evac insurance to cover them on a medevac evacuation from the Cabo San Lucas Airport?
Yeah, but what they're going to do, just so you know, they're going to take him to the nearest hospital to get him stabilized enough, and then they'll get him home. Now, some of these flights getting back home, because you have to use a medical jet sometimes. A medical jet will usually have a paramedic or a nurse on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive. Yeah. You know, you go ahead and rent one. I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be well over $10,000.
Yeah.
You know, probably more like 30, because I had one coming from Mag Bay because we couldn't get the guy on a regular flight. It was $29,000 and change.
Wow.
To go to Santa Rosa, California.
Yeah. So, but that your policy would cover it.
Yeah. Cover
okay.
It.
All right. Very good.
Hey, this one is from Danny in Chula Vista. Says, hey, Bob, first off, thanks for selling me my annual travel policy. My question, can my annual travel policy cover any trip interruptions on a full-day trip or that full-day trip range? Does it go into effect when I cross over the Mexican border? And if not, what is the minimum trip range of travel that the insurance will cover me from?
100 miles from your primary residence. You have to be 100 miles from your primary residence. So now we have different insurance policies that cover as soon as you cross a border, as an example. Because if you live here in San Diego and you're going down to Rosarito, you know, you're not going to be 100 miles from home, but some of the companies will cover as soon as you cross an international border, whether it's Canada or going into Mexico or whatever. So it really depends on the situation, but I think the policy that you have, especially rate-wise and coverage-wise on the annual plan, is the best one to stick with for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got an annual for his bigger trips. We're just wanting to know if it also covered him on these shorter-range ones, but it sounds like the shorter range, he's just got to go a little bit farther before it kicks in.
Or if you're living in L.A. or Orange County, you're probably going to be 100
miles. That's a good point,
you'll be 100 miles.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
For sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
Yeah, sounds good. How about this time we talk to Jamie, and this is from Trinidad. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Jamie.
Just
looks like we lost Jamie. How about this time we try Sean calling us from Lomita? Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, all of us have a small fortune put into our fishing tackle. Is there any way to cover our fishing tackle for theft or things breaking?
Sure. And I'll tell you, the best coverage you have is off of your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condominium owner's policy. Your travel policy only covers $1,000 for baggage loss, theft, and things like that. So $1,000 is not going to do anything on a rod and reel, because you can spend $1,000 on one rod and reel, and most people bring $10,000 worth of gear on a trip. So your homeowner's insurance does have off-premises coverage, and it would be subject, obviously, to your deductible on your policy. So maybe that little tiny $1,000 that the baggage loss coverage is on your travel insurance would help offset some of your deductible. But most deductibles we see today are $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 on homeowners' policies. And it just depends. You could always schedule it on your policy with your insurance agent. You say, I want it covered for zero deductible and worldwide. And they can do that. Typical cost, $1.50 per hundred, up to $3.50 per hundred, depending on the company that you're with.
All right. Hey, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. A good text and a good question from Jeff in Escondido. And he says he's going to Wrangell Island with a buddy who owns property and a cabin up there. He has booked us with an outfitter. We're both buying our own policies. I can't go without him. I've never been there, and it's tricky to get to his property, and I would not go alone. If he gets sick and has to cancel, would I be covered as well under your policy?
That's a great question.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so if your traveling companion can't go, this is just like if you're going on a – let's say you're going to Hawaii and you're bringing your wife and your family, and now somebody gets COVID or they break a leg, and now everybody says, look, we're not going to go unless mom gets to go.
Of course.
So then we just refund everybody because it's a trip cancellation reason.
Cool.
Yeah, that guy's story is perfect. Like you say, yeah. you don't know how to get there. It's this guy's place. If he's out, you're not going.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. So you're covered.
Yeah, you're covered because it's a traveling companion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another great text. This one's, good morning, guys. On the annual policy, is it $3,000 per incident or $3,000 total during the calendar year? That's from Reggie in Camarillo.
Yeah, good question.
Another good question.
It's a calendar year coverage, and that goes for the medical, the medevac, the car rental coverage, the trip cancellation coverage, and so on. So let's say that you bought a $3,000 annual plan, you spent your $280, and you go on a trip, you don't have to use it. It automatically rolls over the next trip, and so on. But let's say that during one of these times, you end up using the whole $3,000 in trip cancellation up. Well, even though you did that, all of the rest of the policy coverages are still in effect. You still have the rental car coverage for the $45,000. You still have the medevac for $100,000. You still have the medical for $20,000. You still have the baggage loss for $1,000. So, but it's an annual benefit on all of the coverages. Now, I've had people before that go, hey, I had a $5,000 plan. I had to cancel my $5,000 trip. Can I get another one? Yes. Yeah, you can definitely get another one. So and it depends on what makes the most sense. You either buy a one-trip plan, or depending on your age and how much you travel, you might want to get a one-year plan. It's just whatever the best thing works out for the client, the way I look at it. If you have a claim, we want to see that claim paid. I don't want you buying a policy and then find out, oh, there's a million exclusions on here, and now I'm not covered, but I thought I was covered. That's why you don't
sell those policies.
It's not right. That's why I tell people with pre-existing medical conditions, look, if you already put your deposit down a year ago or a month ago or whatever, you're not eligible for the pre-existing condition. Is there any pre-existing conditions that are going to cause you to cancel this trip? Because I'm going to let you know right now, they're not going to reimburse you for it. So I don't want you spending your money on a plan and you're concerned about this pre-existing condition because they're not going to pay you. Now, the other 20 reasons are covered. Mm-hmm. Twist your ankle, pull your shoulder muscle, whatever it might be. Get COVID.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot could go on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Jamie, we're going to give it another try from Trinidad back on the line. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, buddy. Good morning.
All right. Well, you guys had a caller, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, and he asked what the most important thing to keep in your tackle box was. And I've been fishing my whole life since Chuck Garrison put out South Coast Sport Fishing in 80. So I've been all over everything, all over everywhere up and down the whole coast. But in answer to that question, I think the most important thing you can keep in your tackle box and your first aid kit is the most bomber pair of lineman pliers you can buy. I like the Vice. And because I've seen 10 and 12 odd hooks buried in friends' thighs, calves, 8-0 trebles buried in the palm of my hand, shit happens, and it's the greatest thing to keep in your box for an emergency and your first aid kit.
All right, good tip.
Good info.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back into him and talk to Tom, who's calling us from Thousand Oaks this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question about the annual policy. Question about the annual policy. Is the coverage for a calendar year or 12 months from the start of the policy?
12 months from the start of the policy.
So if you buy it in June, you're good till next June.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool. And they don't put it into effect the same day you buy it. It's got to be the day after. So let's say you bought an annual policy today, it would go into effect actually at midnight tonight. But then it covers 1 year from the date of it's effective. So if it's going to be effective for May 30th, let's say, then it's good until May 30th of 2023.
That's cool.
All right. Very good. Calendar year. All right. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And Kevin from San Clemente has
not calendar year. Like full year.
It's a full year. Yeah, not calendar year.
Right,
it's a full year from the day you buy it to the day you use it.
Right. Day after you buy it.
The day after you buy it. Yeah, from the day before you buy it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Which would be like once we go to a California annual policy or annual annual
not like
fishing
now.
License. That's what it like Mexico does.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin from San Clemente has a question that if he buys the trip insurance and he doesn't catch his limit, does he get him covered?
Good luck.
That's an expensive policy there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. Well, I did have another quick one on a taxes. Sorry if this was kind of covered before, but I had a question. In the event that one were to get sick on a trip and end up in a foreign hospital, are the medical expenses covered, or would that need to be covered by a separate policy or a different agency? That's from Anthony.
It's covered. It's included. Medical benefits, medical evacuation benefits are all included in your travel insurance. So the big difference is on the trip cancellation, how much coverage you have there, because now your trip's interrupted, so you're going to get some benefits for a reimbursement of the days you couldn't use. And the way they define that is you got to lose at least 50% of your trip. So let's say you just started out on a 10-day fishing trip, and then you end up getting sick, and you have to go to the hospital. Then we would, in that case, refund all but 1 day of your fishing trip. So if a trip, typically these trips cost around $450 to $500 a day for a long-range trip. So they would reimburse all but that first day that you were fishing or traveling, whenever the policy started. You know, because you know how expensive the fuel is. Now everybody's charging fuel surcharges when you're paying $6 a gallon for diesel.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it is. So yes. So that's the then you're good.
I think the main question was just like if you got sick, if they cover the expenses that you incur while you're in the hospital.
Yes.
That's not necessarily travel, but it happened while you were traveling.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Can we sneak one more in? Quick one.
All right, you got it. Let's talk to Doug. Call us from Montebello. You got a quick question for us, Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering what happens to your type of boat should sink because I see you caught too many fish. Will that be covered?
It's not even worth answering.
On that note, let's find out who's going fishing on a full-day trip. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Let's talk hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty and whether it's coming from a caller or a texter. Bob's going to do us the honors of the coin flip.
All right, Bob, here we go. Give it a flip.
Okay. Today, it is a caller, so congratulations, Mike in Torrance. You are going fishing on a full day on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You are so stoked.
Yeah, he is indeed. And, Bob, I can tell you, I have the policy. Ricky has the policy. I know a lot of people that have the policy. If you don't have the policy, you need to call Bob.
Go get it.
How do we call you?
Well, you can call me direct on my cell phone, 619, area code 990-3068.
Yeah, and or you can email, right?
You can email info at drinsure.com.
Drinsure.com.
Yep, info at drinsure.com.
And the website?
Well, Safari Global Travel, we have a separate website for the travel insurance.
For the travel insurance, so SafariGlobalTravel.com.
.com,
yeah, okay, got all that. Now, I will add, too, that Bob also does personal. He does sport fishing boats. Like my boat, being an old boat, is a very difficult boat to get insurance for. He got it, and for a much more reasonable price than a lot of other people's, I might add. So you do more than just travel insurance.
Yeah, we can cover insurance with about three to
you cover a lot of the long range boats.
Yeah, probably 90% of them.
90% of them. Yeah. So you cover it all.
We cover it all.
Yeah, yeah. And they do it a very, very good job, too, I might add. They're really very efficient. Renee and your whole staff, they know their stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. We got five of us, so yeah, we can handle it.
Yeah, you got it all covered.
You've had it all thrown at you before.
Sure. 10 times more.
This is great, Bob.
And then some. Well, good luck on your trip. I know you're going on the Royal Star, and a lot more coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Go catch some fish, and thanks for covering all our people out there. We sure appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we want to thank you out there for all your texts and your calls and all your participation, all the people that came out yesterday, Dean Lance. understanding. Thank you very much for all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Tommy Gomes and Scott Lasaf from Fishmonger TV. That's going to be an interesting show. And then next Sunday, watch out, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bites Sport Fishing is going to be here. Thanks for listening today. A couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday, and we'll see you right back there on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and Let's Talk Hookup app.